And with all the news about Ebola and Iraq and Ferguson, one thing that has fallen off the radar to a large degree is the ongoing conflict in Syria, which has already claimed more than 100,000 lives. Syrian clarinetist Kenan Asmeh is trying to draw attention to that conflict through his music. He's about to go on European tour with cellist Yo-Yo Ma and the Silk Road Ensemble, playing pieces like this one, which tells the tale of a Sufi philosopher's journey to Damascus in the 13th century. Kenan Asmeh joins us now from New York. And first, Kenan, just tell us your story. You were born in Damascus.
That is very true. I was born and raised in Damascus, and I came to the U.S. in 2000. I came here to do my graduate studies, and then I stayed. I kept actually in a kind of an active route between Damascus and New York for the last 14 years now. Except the last 2 years, I'm not able to go back, yes.
And is that difficult for you not to be able to go back to your home country?
It is very difficult, of course. I mean, what is... But this is like the least of the difficulties. I mean, once if you look, you know, there's something that is by far larger than my little own story. I mean, you think of the millions of refugees around, whether they are internally displaced people in Syria or in neighboring countries such as Jordan, Turkey, and Lebanon. I mean... it's tragic what's happening. You're thinking of the children who's, you know, people do not have shelter nor food. So the fact that I'm not able to go back, I don't think that's really, that counts as anything major in comparison to what other people are going through.
But when I hear the piece that I just heard and this haunting quality to it, and I know that this is about the Sufi philosopher many centuries ago, but is there something about what's happening there now that is working its way into the emotion of your music?
I think it is. I mean, for many years, I questioned the role of art. There are two schools of thought when it comes to art. You know, some people say the artist is supposed to reflect on the world around him or her. Some others say that the artist's role is to recreate the world in the most ideal way for him and for her. While my personal philosophy is that we do art to experience emotions that we don't have the luxury of experiencing in real life. But since for the last 3 years, since the Syrian revolution began, I found myself actually experiencing emotion that I have not experienced in real life before. So the need for music wasn't there anymore. And it took me about a year to process that and realize that actually, you know, playing music is also an act of freedom, and I'm going to keep my voice loud and clear. So I started to compose again and to play again.
Well, and the first piece that you composed after your hiatus is a solo called Sad Morning, Every Morning. And I wonder if you could play some of that for us now.
Absolutely.
What is that song about?
The song, the title says it all, really. It's called Sad Morning, Every Morning. I mean, I remember being in New York, you know, when March 2011 began. And, you know, the first thing you do, especially on Fridays, back then, Fridays, you know, had the most significant meaning because demonstration used to begin actually to really happen on Fridays. But then it became a daily thing, and what I do in New York or anywhere else, but mostly when I'm in the U.S., you know, the first thing you get up in the morning and you turn on your computer, waiting for the news to come from home. And there's a term in Arabic, like the kind of a saying in Arabic, where you put your hand on your heart before you receive the news. And it became a sad morning every morning, really. You know, you wake up in the morning and then, you get the news and then, you know, you have to start your day somehow. And that's what the piece tries to say. It became a healing moment for me, actually, writing music again. Because, again, I realized that I owe it to myself also to be writing music. And also, I owe it to other people to write music, since I do believe that music has the power of healing, at least, healing a wounded soul.
Well, not just healing, but calling attention to something. And certainly the Syrian conflict, with all of the other things that have been going on, has really taken a back seat for many people. And when I hear that solo clarinet, I think of just a single person there shouting, you know, this is important too. Pay attention to what's happening.
Absolutely. I mean, I believe that one has to remain proactive and you know, one can again question the role of art. Like, does the clarinet stop a bullet, or does it feed a child, or does it, you know, rebuild a destroyed home? Of course it doesn't, but what it can do, it can inspire other people to become proactive. I mean, I try to do as much as I can, you know, fundraising concerts and like to try to help people who are in need, but also to remind people that if you don't hear it in the news, it doesn't mean it's not happening. Like you said, maybe, you know, anything will not become news anymore after a few years. And it's up to all of us, actually, you know, not only Syrians, but to the whole world, people who are actually politically conscious and humanly conscious, to keep reminding ourselves, like, this is happening, and there are people who need our help right now.
You've said you wanted to return to Syria eventually. Do you still plan to do that?
I mean, I always, since I moved to the U.S., you know, the year 2000, I mean, I'm a touring artist who travels all the time. But I always felt that I want to contribute to see it as much as I can. And I think returning, if not fully, but at least to be, you know, having at least a part of the time, being there, being actively there, being in touch with the Syrian music scene, and maybe teach also, you know, young musicians over there. It's something that means a lot to me. And I'm trying to stay optimistic as much as I can, that actually one day I'm going to be able to fulfill that dream, to come back and contribute to the place that I love.
Kenan Asma, a clarinetist from Damascus, currently living in New York, and he'll be going on European tour with his New York quartet and then with the cellist Yo-Yo Ma and the Silk Road Ensemble. Kenan Asma, such a pleasure having you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me.